What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast,
bringing you the latest from the world of sports, DFS, and gambling. With over 5 years of hot takes and millions of downloads later, I guess he's been doing something right. Now, sit back and listen to one of the sharpest minds in the game. Here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
Hello and welcome to the show, folks. This is your West Region preview, and let's get right down to it, because in the West, we have UNC as the overall number one seed. Interesting debate here, because there are folks who say Arizona as the two seed should have gotten it. I think it's kind of splitting hairs. UNC didn't look great down the stretch, had a bad loss to NC State. Now, granted, there are folks that are buying into the NC State late season run. I'm still struggling with that one, but their bracket, and we'll get to NC State when their region comes up, because frankly, the South is a mess in my opinion. But NC State has a very nice draw, I will say that, in terms of matchups. But let's talk about the West region. So you've got UNC as the number one seed. You've got Arizona as the two. Baylor as the three seed. Question marks there. Alabama as the four seed. Even more question marks there. And St. Mary's as the five seed. I cannot. I just think they got overrated. I think the West Coast Conference between St. Mary's and Gonzaga. How does Gonzaga get the five seed when St. Mary's? I don't know. It's one of the areas that I don't get. But like, St. Mary's was clearly a step ahead of Gonzaga. I don't even like St. Mary's. It's just, to me, Gonzaga got overseeded. St. Mary's, I just think they're very weak to Grand Canyon. To me, that's the most obvious 5-12 upset is Grand Canyon over St. Mary's in terms of their play style. But going down the rest of these matchups, you have Clemson, who is an underdog as a 6 seed. I want to stress this again. Clemson is an underdog to New Mexico, who's the 11 seed. I'm going to say this again. Clemson, as a 6 seed, is a 2.5-point underdog to New Mexico, the 11th seed. Brilliant job by the selection committee with the seeding. No one understands how Clemson was rated as a 6. No one understands how New Mexico went down to the 11th seed. If New Mexico didn't win their tournament, they would have been out of the tournament outright. It's insane how the selection committee went about the selection process, because it doesn't make any sense. Some of these teams are not as good as where they've been seeded. Other teams got way too little respect. New Mexico's better than St. Mary's. And St. Mary's is a 5 seed. It doesn't make any sense. But be that as it may, so you've got this scenario where New Mexico's favor. So, again, depending on your pool format, and we talked about this, if there's any type of upset points, multipliers, you have to lock in New Mexico. It's suboptimal to play this strategy, try to get different, because most folks are just going to go look at seeds anyway. So, again, it's suboptimal. New Mexico's favored as the 11 seed. If you have any additional points for upsets or seeding points added, you have to lock in New Mexico in all your brackets, in my opinion. There isn't another way to play this that's optimal because of, A, they're the better team. Just without mincing words, they're the better team. It's not as though this is, a mistake that, it's possible that Clemson is a stronger matchup. No, this is pretty much a case where if we're going through this, Clemson, and again, it's not their fault they got seeded six. It's just the way it was done. They can rebound, but they weren't exactly good during the regular season in tight games. And all the NCAA tournament is, when you're playing good teams, you're going to be in tight matchups. They're not particularly good shooting the ball deep. They had a rough second half of the season. Their best look in this year was pre-December. Everything since 2024 hit has shown this team going down. The only thing that they're well above average in is the fact that they shoot free throws well. But again, even though they shoot free throws well, they don't win tight games. It's like, they were, in fact, 0-5 with games decided by 3 points or less, even though they're a good free throw shooting team. They're not a necessarily an elite defensive squad. They're not great in terms of offensive attack and ability. Like, the reason why they kind of sputtered down the stretch is the simple fact of the matter is, they peaked. For all intents and purposes, they peaked. Like, we've already seen the best version of the squad. Getting into the tournament is basically their upside. New Mexico is top 10 in terms of tempo. They're going to push. They're going to push the pace. They don't turn the ball over. And realistically, they're going to be a little bit, just in terms of offensive capability, they're a better squad than Clemson. There's nothing that Clemson actually does that New Mexico doesn't already do better. Even the rebounding, New Mexico's pretty solid at, and they have the better backcourt in terms of offensive production, because Jalen House, 16 points a game, and Donovan Dent, 14 points a game. They also don't turn, as I said, they don't turn the ball over. And tempo-wise, they're going to actually present quite a bit of challenge for teams. So, in terms of title odds being 150-1 for New Mexico, worthwhile shot in terms of a double-seeded team that can make a deep run to the NCAA title that, is being talked up, but, it's not the craziest thing in the world seeing New Mexico make a deep title run because of this bracket. Like, there are ways to attack this bracket that I've already started touching upon, because as you kind of get into the other parts of this, Arizona's going to be heavily selected. And while I don't have any issues with folks taking Arizona, in order to get different, we're going to have to do a few things a little bit differently. I'm not high on Baylor. Dayton could easily get knocked off by Nevada. The bottom half of this bracket shapes up to be very interesting with Arizona, because Arizona is a team that I could see getting upset by Nevada. I think they beat Dayton, but I do think Nevada poses some threat to Arizona. And then in terms of some of these other matchups, I already mentioned Dayton, that I think Nevada can beat them. And then in the 8-9 matchup, I think this is one of the weakest 8-9 matchups you're going to see in the tournament. Mississippi State versus Michigan State. Mississippi State is better than Michigan State. Neither one of these squads scare me in terms of matching up against UNC. I honestly think UNC has a soft road to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. In the top half of the bracket draw, because I don't think St. Mary's is very good. I think Grand Canyon is very much alive for the upset and probably pulls off the upset. So, again, I don't necessarily consider it an upset, but at large, folks are going to call that one an upset. And then Alabama and Charleston is one of the more absurd games of the tournament. The line already jumped close to 150 in terms of the total because of the way these teams play. They're going to just keep chucking on both sides. It wouldn't shock me if Alabama lost to Charleston. I'll just be perfectly honest. I'm not necessarily a fan of Nate Oates in the system. I think they keep everyone in games because of how many threes they chuck with no even remote interest of playing defense and getting stops. I think this is a trappy game for Alabama. I think they win it, but I do think Grand Canyon is likely to be the team that gets into the Sweet 16 out of this little mini quadrant of the region. Between St. Mary's, I think Grand Canyon's better. Between Alabama, I think they beat Charleston, but it wouldn't shock me. And I think Grand Canyon's the best team out of the four in terms of tournament profile. They align the best, even though they're the 12 seed. So I've got UNC into the Sweet 16 against Grand Canyon. So it's pretty much on that side of the draw. It's the bottom half of the draw where things really get interesting. So we'll come back after the break and kind of break down the rest of the region. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. The Fantasy Throwdown Podcast will be right back after our sponsors pay the bills.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome back to the show. Hope you got your popcorn ready.
Welcome back. We are still talking about the West region. So, kind of looking at the bottom half of the draw. We already talked about my distinct feeling that New Mexico is going to stomp Clemson. I know Clemson is still a 2.5-point underdog. I think in terms of what Clemson does, I think they've already peaked months ago. So this sixth seeding is fraudulent. Are most folks going to notice that in terms of filling out bracket pools? No, they're going to look at Clemson being a sixth seed and probably just pick Clemson, but not look at the fact that New Mexico's favored. To me, depending on your scoring format, you should be locking in New Mexico in your pools because they're the favorite team, and upset points and seeding points, if they're being added or multiplied, it's a no-brainer that you go New Mexico as a lock in your pools, and I'm okay, more than okay, betting the New Mexico number as well from a spread standpoint. Baylor, Colgate, I don't see anything that Colgate offers, you know, watching the Patriot League more than anyone else, being that's my that's literally my conference for college alum. Holy Cross, terrible year, but notwithstanding, there's not much here. I'm not a fan of Baylor in terms of their profile. Realistically, the issue with Baylor truly comes down to the fact that they have the ability to shoot the three, and they can get points inside a bucket. The issue is they don't force turnovers. it's almost as though you need the other team to just turn the ball over themselves, unforced errors, because you're not going to get it from Baylor. Baylor has to outscore whomever they're up against, and I literally just talked about the fact that in terms of some of the matchups that they could potentially face, this just doesn't work. I just don't look at this as the bracket to be stuck in terms of needing your opponent to essentially drop the ball, because I honestly don't think that there's a scenario where Baylor's going to get enough teams to make unforced errors because of their lack of defensive pressure. So for my stance, I've got New Mexico going to the Sweet 16 over Baylor, and in the bottom half of the draw, I do like Nevada over Dayton. I'm going to keep Arizona over Nevada. And while I know there's a trading pick for Arizona to get knocked out by Nevada, this is one of those where, again, I always kind of subscribe to this. Don't get too cute with calling too many upsets. If we're in a pool where you have over 5,000 people or 3,000 people, it's like, okay, sure, you can call for an additional upset because there's a potential of other folks being more aggressive with a larger pool. But on its own, where in most of you are probably in bracket pools under 500 people in size, there's not enough value to me, unless it's a wonkier pool where you have multipliers involved, to take Nevada over Arizona. And I do think that there's pathways where Arizona gets knocked off. But realistically, I still look at this as a case where even in a Sweet 16 matchup against New Mexico, that Arizona should still be able to, you know, again, they'd have the time to prep for New Mexico so that instead of the short turnaround that you see in the second round and in the Elite Eight matchup, Arizona should be able to account for New Mexico, and their overall talent level should be able to get them there. It's not going to shock me if New Mexico actually makes it to the Elite Eight. I know it would for many people, but it wouldn't for me. But, you know, in terms of percentage probability, I would still say it's probably going to lean towards North Carolina-Arizona matchup, and North Carolina with Armando Baca, they're better than Arizona. I know folks have argued that Arizona should have gotten number one over Carolina, but realistically, if this matchup plays out between Baycott and Cormack, I honestly look at this as North Carolina will be favored by 3.5 or more points against Arizona. And so, from my standpoint, if I'm not necessarily seeing a case where Arizona can beat UNC, like, to me, UNC has to be the play. It has to be the play, because as much as we can try to get cute and say we're going to be a little bit different, this is not one of those 1-2 matchups where I think there's, you know, inches separating these two teams. I think UNC's better by I'm not going to say sizable margin, but I'd say noticeable margin, where you would probably see the line shift a bit higher from where it opens up at. So I think folks would be back in the UNC side, and then, you know, then you might get folks betting it down for Arizona. But for all intents and purposes, I'm still going to put 1-2 in the Elite Eight for the West region and have North Carolina go through. And we'll kind of take it from there. But from my standpoint, the biggest thing still kind of comes down to with this region, I think you're going to see multiple double-digit seeds in the mix for the Sweet 16 because of the fact that between Grand Canyon and New Mexico, I do think there's viable pathways for both of them to be in the Sweet 16 because their matchups are very much favorable that they can pull off upsets in that bracket against Baylor and Alabama. I think Baylor and Alabama are both susceptible to getting knocked out by double-digit seeds. So that is the West region in a nutshell. So we are going to continue on with the rest of the regions. But, stick around, and we have more NCAA bracket coverage on the way. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major outlets.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at corient.com. That's corient.com. Corient.com.